FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host Cockers, and later we'll be hearing how the men's team fared in their league match at Lancaster City from Saturday. But before that, it's the Women's FA Cup from Sunday, and FC United travel to York City in the first round. And to hear now if FC could progress through to the second round, let's hand over to Ben and Paul in North Yorkshire.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to the City York Athletics Club, the sports area of the University of York. We're here in the main stand at the Athletics Stadium for the FA Cup first round encounter between FC United and York City. Stato Paul is with me for this. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, Paul, the last time we played York in the league, that was at Tadcaster just down the road, wasn't a good afternoon for FC United. York, I think at the time, were looking for the first win of the season, and they certainly got that from FC United. Hoping for a bit better this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a lovely venue for an FA Cup tie, this. I think FC need to show a bit of confidence on the ball when they get it, and hopefully the new signings will play a good part in this game. I think that it's a great opportunity for FC to progress if they can get over this hurdle and maybe get a home tie next time round.
Absolutely. The last time we played in the FA Cup, it was against Cheadle Town, and that was a great game, wasn't it? 2-2 it finished in the end, and it went to penalties. There is an opportunity here, Paul, because York aren't too far. Admittedly, it was very one-sided, the game back at Tadcaster early on in the season, but there's not too much separating these two teams in the league table.
Yes, I seem to remember the game at York in the league, we were very short on players.
Yes.
Whereas we've got a few more on board for this game this afternoon. And yes, we're looking for improvement. I think what the manager's looking for is gradual improvement through the season. But the FA Cup tie, this is like a free hit really, isn't it?
And let me give you the FC United team for this afternoon's game. It's Donald in goal. Then it's Jean, Carlin, Bickett, the new signing, Carrington, Firth, O'Carroll, Reeves, Walton, Ritchie and Kershaw. Substitutes FC United, it's Baxter, Donnelly, Wilding and Keating. And our apologies to York City. Unfortunately, we don't have a team sheet, so we won't be able to bring you the names and the numbers. But we can give you the starting 11. It's Sidwell, Jeffels, Cattle, Smith, Ash, Hughes, Brown, Duffield, Tinson, Nanga and Jones. And the substitutes for York, just three this afternoon, Gore, Hild and Howell. Well, let's hand over now to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. This is York City against FC United of Manchester in the first round of the Women's FA Cup. And it's now time to hand over to the expert commentary team of Stato Paul. But first, me. Well, Bickett under pressure there, and here comes York on the attack to the left-hand side of FC United's penalty area. The number 10 on a right foot goes for goal, hits the bar and goes over there, and the first real chance of the game.
Yeah, she found space at the back of the box there and had a free shot really, and unfortunately for them, Sophie O'Donnell wasn't tested.
Good defending from York, but FC United still putting the press on here, and it's laid off to Ritchie. Ritchie goes for goal. Oh, what a save by the goalkeeper. A great effort there from Ritchie. Ritchie holds it up well. Ritchie there plays a good ball through to Reeves. Reeves gets the better of the defender. One-on-one with the goalkeeper, but just wide of the goal. Again, FC United dangerous going forward. Good press this afternoon from the visitors. And that clearance is only as far as Ritchie. Gets out to Walton. Walton into the penalty area. Walton goes for goal, but just over the bar. Good opportunity there, Paul.
FC are knocking on the door at the moment in this FA Cup tie, and that's two or three good chances they've had already in the opening 24 minutes.
But, straight to Reeves. Reeves switches play out to the right-hand side now where Walton is. Walton checks inside into the penalty area. Opens up for Walton. Goes for goal. Saved there, not by the goalkeeper, but by York's number two on the line, it looked like. Not cleared yet by York. Now eventually back into midfield. Carlin wins it back to Ritchie. Walton. Walton on the right-hand side, moving forward, tries to play the ball back in field towards Reeves. Hits the number 12, though, for York. Reeves hasn't given it up, but York have got the ball. Facing the wrong way, though, the number 10, Carlin, putting the challenges in. Reeves there as well, and Reeves wins it back. Reeves now towards the byline, shrugs the defender off, crosses the ball in towards the corner of the six-yard box. That's cleared, only as far as Carrington. Carrington to O'Carroll. O'Carroll, edge of the penalty area, lays this ball off to Ritchie. Ritchie's got loads of time. Shot comes in, great save by the goalkeeper. And York get the ball clear, but only momentarily. Carrington's there, but it's going to be a free kick. It opened up for Ritchie there. She had ages.
She had an eternity to get a shot in there, and got to credit the goalie. She did very well to save it.
And FC United win it back with Walton. Walton now moving down the right-hand side. Is that ball going to get to Ritchie? It is. Ritchie with a lot to do. Goes for goal. Drags it wide. But a good opportunity for FC United. Again, it's a good response because York was starting to string the passes together again, and FC United there with a reminder.
There's a pattern in this game of York having lots of possession for periods, and then FC playing on the break and carving out a chance, and York are not making the same chances that FC are making at this stage.
But O'Carroll wins it back. O'Carroll, nice pass to Carrington. Carrington, first time ball over the top. Kershaw's onside. Kershaw now, left hand side of the penalty area. Cross comes in. There's Ritchie. Oh, and it's into the net. What a goal that is from FC United. The goalkeeper got her hands to it. But as soon as that ball was played over the top to Kershaw, Kershaw had time. And it was a great ball in. It was just asking Ritchie to meet that ball with her head. She did. Goalkeeper did get her hands to it, Paul, but it was a great goal.
It was a great cross, and the power of the header beat the keeper. And FC go a goal up with 54 minutes on the clock.
And happy birthday, Ellie Ritchie. A goal, an FA Cup goal. Oh, and there is a loose pass which finds Ritchie. Ritchie's through on goal here. Goalkeeper's off a line, goes for the lob, and it's into the net. FC United double their lead. Ellie Ritchie there winning the ball in midfield. And it just opened up for her, and she came forward, noticed the goalkeeper off her line, a fantastic finish. And Paul, it's 2-0.
Well, now we can dream of the second round. It was a superb finish, and the keeper was way off her line and completely stranded.
65 minutes on the clock, and FC United now with 1 foot in the second round, potentially. Walton with this corner from FC United's right-hand side. Just two white shirts in the York six-yard box at the minute. Everyone else on the back end of the penalty area. That's changed now. In comes the cross. There's Jean. Oh, heads it and hits the bar. What a header from Jean. Very unlucky. York trying to bring the ball out here. Wilding looking to get to it. Reeves is there. Keating can get to the ball. Keating now driving forward to the edge of the box. Keating goes for goal. Comfortable for the goalkeeper. And that is full time here at the City of York Athletics Club. And at the fourth attempt, FC United have progressed through to the second round of the FA Cup. A brilliant 2-0 victory here. And, well, it's been a brilliant performance. A clean sheet, two goals, two second-half goals from Ellie Ritchie. And just a brilliant performance. The best performance of the season is an argument to make, but certainly, Paul, the best away performance. FC thoroughly deserved this through to the second round for the first time in FC's history.
Yeah, I think they've been excellent today. They've done all the right things. They've taken the chances when they got them. 230 the attendance. And they've earned £6,000 for the club as well this afternoon, which is not to be sneezed at.
Just a reminder that back in the league earlier on in the season when we played at York, York were, even though we weren't too far away in the league table, York were on a different level to FC United. It was an FC United that didn't look like a team for obvious reasons. Here today, though, a month and a half or so later, this does look like a team all of a sudden, Paul.
Well, yeah, the improvement is remarkable considering what's happened to them in previous away games. And I'm sure Jenny will be delighted with the show they put on today. And it augurs well for the rest of the season and survival in the division that they're in.
Absolutely. At the start of the day, I think York were a couple of points ahead of FC United in the league table. But after a performance like this, you've got to say that... Is it all down to the new signings? Has it suddenly just clicked with Bickett and O'Carroll? Because, you know, today we played Walton out on the right-hand side. Walton's been playing midfield since she joined the club. That was Walton's best performance, and she looked like a right winger, so one can only assume we have been playing her out of position.
I think it's about pieces in the jigsaw, isn't it? And it looks like the new players have given us more scope for playing other players in better positions, and they gelled really well as a team. That was the impressive part of it.
Now, when we're discussing player of the match, obviously Ella Ritchie scored two goals in this game. It is a birthday weekend as well. Even without the two goals, she's just been really good. I mean, I made the comparison a while ago, liking her performances to Mark Hughes. I think today it has been a sparky performance, hasn't it, from Ritchie?
Yeah, she did really well, and she could have had more goals. And in fact, the team could have had more goals. It could have been more emphatic than 2-0, the chances that we had. We hit the woodwork.
Yeah, Jean, what a cracking header that was from that
yeah.
corner.
The keeper made a couple of good saves. It could have been bigger than 2-0, and... I'm sure they're happy with the scoreline and the result, really.
For York, I mean, they hit the woodwork early on in the game, but generally, Donald's not had too much to do. The chances have been wide. They've held on to the ball well, York, but they haven't really troubled us, and it's been a very convincing performance at the back from FC today.
Donald had two saves to make in the whole of the 90 minutes, and that tells you about the cover she had in front of her. And we just defended solidly as a team, which we've not always been able to say.
I think we have given the player of the match to Richie, but we do have to mention Bickett. Carlin again, wow. But Jean's had a great game, and Carrington. And we talked about the pieces and putting them in the right positions. Carrington at left back, Carlin at right back. That seemed to work a treat today. And more of that, but also in midfield. Firth, that was her best game in a red shirt. The fact that in the York game in the league early on in the season, she came on as a substitute in that game. That was a brilliant performance from Firth, helped on by O'Carroll. But Reeves, Paul. Reeves again.
Yeah, it was an excellent show from the captain. It's good to see the players coming out towards the fans to salute them here, because it's been a great afternoon for the women.
But we are going to be joined now by the winning manager, Jenny Swarbrick.
Hello.
Jenny, congratulations. Through to the second round of the FA Cup for the first time in FC's history. Only top four attempts. What's your thoughts?
Oh, the girls are outstanding today. And as you can probably tell, I'm losing my voice. But, you know, there's a few changes made this week. We managed to bring in a new player, which we've not announced yet, but this is Eve O'Carroll on loan from Manchester City, which she made a huge difference today in the middle of the park. And we managed to move Cara into the back line, into a number one position as a centre-back.
Yeah.
And that worked really well as well. And I think the team looked really solid today. I think they looked steady. I think there was a great attitude and atmosphere around the group. They were really, really focused. We'd had a fantastic week of prep. Myself and Sean done some really good analysis, and it all paid off today, so I'm really proud of them.
We spotted it early doors. We basically said, I think, without jinxing it, you could slap my wrist at this point. After 35 minutes, we said, this feels different. This feels, not only is this the best away performance thus far, 35 minutes in we're making these statements, but it just felt like a team. And certainly by the full-time whistle, when it's safe to say it, that was our best performance of the season, I think.
By far, absolutely by far, best performance of the season. And we said it's coming, like we're on a journey, you know. I go back to reminding everyone where we were 7 days before the start of the season. I came in, we had no players, and we are building. And what we've done is build a foundation of how we want to play, our team expectations are, the philosophy, the standards, and then we build from there. And we're able to now bring in players that complement that by bringing in Cara, bringing in Eve as well for today's game. We've got a couple more coming in next week as well, so it's really exciting for us now, and we're only going to push on from this.
Paul just made the statement about jigsaw pieces, because we mentioned Walton's performance, because Walton's been playing central midfield, attacking midfield admittedly on occasion, but out on the right, brilliant. Is that her normal position then? Is that a happy accident?
I'm constantly talking to the players and constantly asking them to sort of like reflect and review, and it was something that got brought up, and she said, look, I have played out there before, and I think I could add to the team by doing this and this, and you know, I was like, why have you not told me this before? but, you know, being able to have that, where I think we've created an environment where players are seeing, again, we've got a very clear philosophy and vision of how we want to play, and she knows from her attributes that she can contribute by whipping those crosses in and trying to get on the outside, which isn't something we've seen this season, and I thought she played really, really well. And I like how has that driving ability to drive forward, so there's a lot of positives from it, and I was dead pleased pleased with all of them, and including as well the subs who didn't come on today. I'm going to give them a bit of a shout out as well, because I said it's not going to be easy. We've got so many on the bench, but it gives us a lot of options. But even if you don't come on today, I want a professional attitude where you support the group, and they have done, and that pays off. So I'm dead pleased with every single one of them.
And obviously a clean sheet. I think we have to go back to Norton and Stocks and Ancients for a clean sheet. I might be wrong there, but I think that's true. Reeves in midfield. Firth. I was reminded that in the league game, Firth came on as a substitute. It was a miserable afternoon. That was Firth's best performance, helped on by Reeves and O'Carroll.
Yeah, so I think in terms of Shan coming back into the team, we just know what she brings and that leadership and that drive and that energy. So it's great to have her back in as the 10. And then Alice, she picked up a very unfortunate injury early on in a time with us at FC with her ankle. But she's a true professional. She's worked really, really hard to stay on top of her fitness while she's been out, and that's why she's been able to come in and pick up 90 minutes quite quickly. And then again today, I think it was about 70 minutes, I think she got. So she's done exceptionally well. And she, what she does is she gives us that bit of balance of being plain simple. You know, she doesn't give the ball away very easily. And she's an asset in there when we can play the ball around like we have been doing today. It's something we've been working on, and I'm dead pleased with our possession today.
Leafield Athletic, that was a clean sheet as well.
It was in the League Cup, yes.
So we're making a habit of it, that's great news. We mentioned Walton down the right, Kershaw down the left. What a ball in that was to Richie.
Oh,
that
beautiful header. She just hung up and was able just to get ahead on it. And I've been encouraging her. Look, half time I spoke to her, when the ball gets wide, you need to be in between the sticks and you need to be in line with the ball, not behind the ball. You need to be in line with the ball so that we can get that whipped cross in and you can either get your touch on it or you can get a header. And it worked perfectly for the goal.
Yeah, and apologies, I've not mentioned everyone. Jean, what a header that was. For it hit the bar. And
oh, yeah, that would have just topped it off if she'd got that one, for sure. But you know, it's coming, and I think we've been saying just a couple of little tweaks and changes to the team and it makes us really kick on. So I'm dead proud of every single player today.
So through to the second round, Monday's draw, everyone will be on Twitter now. Who do you want?
I want a big game and I want it at our place. I want to get a big crowd in. I think where we're at now as a team and as a club, to be able to have an event that is a real true FA Cup story, where we might get a big team, they can bring a big crowd, we can engage with our new fan base. Yep. and look to grow it even further if we get that would be massive for us. A little bit of money involved in there as well, which is very important for the club. And you know, we're doing exceptionally well in the FA Cup, and we had a bit of a League Cup run as well, so you know, it's something exciting. But yeah, I'd be looking for a big team in the hat.
And just to throw a curveball at you, just towards the end of this interview, the Wildcats launched this week. So everything's going in the right direction.
It is. We've had a bit of a turn over the last few weeks. So we've got Wildcats. In terms of our female pathway, we've got the Wildcats starting from the bottom end, and we're also going to be starting our development squad as well. That's going to be coming in with Matt Crane, sort of taking weekly sessions on a Monday, 8 till 9 p.m. Down at the 3G. And that'll be to try and develop the squad for next season. Yeah. But we're going to have it where they come and train every week, and they'll play bespoke friendlies once a month, getting them together and then getting them prepped for next season, because we've got big plans for next season.
And last question, Jenny, just your overall summary of what we've seen this afternoon. This is a good interview, and it's been a good afternoon, hasn't it?
Well, this is where we've been building to, and on this journey we're going to have some, as we said, we'll have some really tough moments, and we stick together through those tough moments, and it's that then when we push on and we get these massive highs. Today is a massive high. I've really enjoyed it. We've had a great week. And I think that this will push us on, because obviously next week we've got the Manchester Cup, which will take a little bit of pressure off us again. Then we do have a bit of a break. I think we've got one league game between now and Christmas, but then it does give us a bit of a break. So we'll be looking at mid-season, pre-season, and looking at plans to really push on. Now this shows us the standard that we're at and the standard of performance that we can give, that we now push on from it into the second half of the season.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, this has been brilliant today. Big congratulations. Rest your voice. Don't be shouting at training on Tuesday. Just save yourself now for Middleton next week in the County Cup. But big congratulations to everyone, and have a good week at training.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Women's team manager Jenny Swarbrick there from Sunday afternoon. And the draw for the second round of the FA Cup took place on Monday, and FC United have been drawn at home to Hull City, with the tie to take place at Broadhurst Park on Sunday the 26th of November. And we'll have more on this match in the coming weeks. But to the men's team now, and on Saturday, FC United travelled to the Giant Axe to take on Lancaster City in the league. For all the build-up now, let's hand over to Ben and Woodso in Lancashire.
Well, welcome everyone to the Giant Axe, the home of Lancaster City, and this afternoon the home of FC United against Lancaster City in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. And joining me here is our very own Alan Wicker. Woodso, how are you, Woodso?
Good afternoon, you're all right.
How was Krakow?
It was very good. Long game.
Very long game, lasted 2 days.
Yeah, it's nearly as long as the Danny Baker live show.
So, just before we talk about today's game with Lancaster City, what happened in Krakow? What was your take from that eventual 4-1 win?
I mean, the first night, it should have been about 10-0, I think, by the time the lights went on. The first 20 minutes, the chances we missed were scary. They obviously came into it a bit in that second day, and obviously it might have done them a bit of a favour, because we agreed to make a couple of changes.
It certainly does break things up a bit.
It breaks things up a bit. Obviously, that, you know, we were all right because our players were all there, but their players obviously had things like work and whatnot. and we allowed them to make a couple of changes. Who knows? They could have brought in a couple of ringers. Who knows? Obviously, when they equalised, it was like, oh, hello. I mean, it was comfortable in the end, and it was nothing more than we deserved. I thought 4-1 probably flattered them a little bit.
It looks like we're going to be joined early by Neil Reynolds.
Well,
I apologise. What we'll do is we'll hear from Neil now. We'll come back to you in a second.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm happy to be bumped.
Well, Neil, welcome to SC Live and welcome back to England. How was your trip to Krakow?
Fantastic. Really good team bonding experience. Great. See all the fans out there. Great performance. 4-1. Won the game. Some sightseeing. You know, just to refresh ourselves to get out of and even on the scooter as well. So, Ben, it's brilliant. This is obviously the magical thing about the football club. It enables you to do things like this. So, it's good.
Obviously, a victory to kick the Phoenix Trophy off for this season in the group. How important are those games? Because I think it's safe to, we did hit a bit of a lull, a frustrating lull. And then it's a chance to get away, bond, play some decent football and then come back again. And how useful is it to
brilliant.
Have a Phoenix Trophy?
You've heard me say, if it's tiddlywinks, if it's a game of chess, if it's a game of football, if it's a friendly FA Cup, I want to win everything and we've won. And no one can take that away from us. And the fixture list says that FC United have won a game now. You know, we've put the five or six behind us, we've won a game, we've got to build on it. And, you know, you look at the lads and how they've responded, how they've bonded, the goals that we scored, the chances we created, you know, lads getting to know each other, they're still, you know, really infant squad, getting to know each other. So for me, it's magic. It's absolutely magic, and we had a really, really good time.
So welcome back, Lancaster City, Giant Axe, beautiful autumnal day here in Lancashire. What's your thoughts on this challenge today? Because we do not do well here at all.
Quite the opposite than what we're going to be today. We're not going to be giants because we've got a very small side out today. But listen, Ben, we've refreshed. We've had a good training session. And let's not forget, if you came out to Poland, you saw we created a lot of chances and missed some really good chances, but we got in really good areas. And again, if we keep getting in good areas, it's going to be a matter of time before we start scoring goals. So for me, you know, it's good. And we're going to come here today. We know everything about Lancaster, and they know everything about us. You know, we're going to try and execute our game plan. We worked on it in training on Thursday night, up against the back three that they'll probably deploy in Gallagher, Grand and Teague, and maybe can pace Hurton rather than height. So that's what we're going to look at today. But yeah, like you said, we don't often do well here, but we haven't really done well anywhere recently. So, you know, this is, for me, it's just an opportunity to come to another football pitch and try and put our stamp on it.
And speaking of, you know, going forward and the attacking options, I've done the highlights of the Morpeth game, the Radcliffe game and the Atherton game, and even in those, you know, not winning, we are creating chances. It's just about putting them away, isn't it?
Of course it is. We create so many chances. And what impressed me about Jay Fitzmartin, who will start today in Krakow, was that although he missed four or five chances, he's probably the only number nine this season that's got in the areas to find the chances to miss. And I think he could have had a hatful. And I think when Jay gets you 1v1 in the box, you don't know what's going to happen. And no disrespect, I'm not really an ageist about Teague or about Grand, but if they've got some 20-odd-year-olds around them with fast feet, we've got to ask them a question. If we put things through the air all game, I'm probably giving away my team selection, it might, you know, benefit them than what it will do us. And when you've got two lads who they've got the bat, they don't just head it, they put it about 90 yards. So we've got to try and come away a different way and not go up to the front line, man, like we did against Hyde last week. And Roscoe won 99.9% of balls in the air. So we have changed it today.
And defensively as well, obviously Pavzuk, I'm not drunk this, has he? He's gone to Stalybridge,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Gone,
so
yeah.
What does that mean for the back line?
A bit disappointed with Pav's decision because he stuck around, he fought his way in, he got his shirt, and then find out behind closed doors that the deal's already been done with Stalybridge. So he's, and then we go and play him in Poland. So I'm a bit miffed off, to be honest. So that's what it is. You know, good luck to him. But I think that the way it's come about isn't great. But we'll move on, and the lads who want to be here will be here. And people say, well, he hasn't had a lot of game time, but he's played the last two, so stick at it and fight for your shirt. But, you know, he's made a decision, and that's his decision, and all the best. And we revert to Det McLaughlin back to right back today.
And obviously Lafferty will be in there as well with Oliver. And
yeah, I mean, I've said this all season now. I think I'm keep saying it. Charlie Oliver is a right back. Curtis Jones and Jan Pullencastle was our centre half pairing, and Guy Hall is our left back. We haven't been able to get Oliver out, so Pav Zuk or Chetiam or Det McLaughlin now takes that. Oliver's learning the centre half ropes alongside Lafferty, who comes in, and Guy Hall there. But, you know, we're hopeful that Curtis Jones will be back next Saturday. You know, he's had two weeks of training now, so he'll be here today, he'll do another session. So we're hopeful he gets back and maybe he partners Lafferty, and then Charlie Oliver goes there and Det McLaughlin go back into midfield. But, you know, we are where we are today. in front of that, so that's going to be our back four with Pat Boyes, and then we're going to be Charlie Ennis in the deep line role. Can he hit the diads? Can he go in behind the back three and turn them around? With Griffiths and Donoghue as 2 8s. And then we're going with a front three of Fitzmartin right, Max Kane down the middle, and Dante Gabaidon off the left. So see if we can hurt him with pace. And, you know, it was a flip. Do we play Jake Charles? But I thought we could become very predictable playing up against to Jake, and the centre halves are getting a running jump on him and putting it back on us. So we're going to try and go a different way today. Can we go in behind the three and get our pace going and then join our fullbacks in?
And it's good Griffiths is back.
Brilliant. He's been fantastic. He's been probably one of the players of the season. And he sat down, don't forget, for three or four games because he wasn't doing it. But you see in Poland, he's not just got his ability on the ball, but he's also got that edge as well. You know, he as soon as something happened in Poland, he was straight over, you know, and Woods all saw what happened. But he gives us that edge on the pitch. And, you know, I always want a Luke Griffiths on my side. I think he's playing as well now as he did 4 years ago. So when you got him and Donoghue as two eights, you know, you'd like to think that arguably two of the best midfielders in the league can get the better of them. And if they can then look at Guy Hall and McLaughlin or Fitzmartin, Dante or Max in front of him, we can hurt him with pace. And that's what we've got to try and do today. But also not give away set pieces, because I just alluded that we're not big today, and they are big. So we've got to kind of limit the set pieces, because we're going to be quite fragile on defensive corners.
Well, Neil, best of luck this afternoon. Fingers crossed for 3 points at full time.
And just touching on the last thing, Swampy was in Poland and we won again while Swampy was there.
You were winning before.
So
that,
I'm just saying this, Swampy's the Midas touch, the good luck touch does continue. So I think I'm going to see him in a couple of weeks. So hopefully we can do it today without Swampy.
Fingers crossed.
Brilliant.
Speak later, Neil.
Cheers,
thank
man.
You. Well, Woods, so welcome back.
Oh, we're back.
Neil Reynolds there joining us pre-match. And
just to jump back at what we were saying, some chance in that first part, which was what Neil's just said. And he's right. We're getting into the positions, but we're getting to that part of the season now where get into positions, to quote a famous television comedian, doesn't butters no parsnips. We it's got to go in the old onion. A lot of edge analogy. They got to go in the old onion bag.
With the parsnips.
With the parsnips. I'm not that much sure about that. Yeah.
And butter.
Ooh. Well, you butter your parsnips, don't you?
No, not in a bag.
Anyway, not in a bag. Not in an onion bag. Yeah. No, all the butter will run out when it melts.
Yeah.
So anyway, so looking at the side that he's mentioned, that makes it interesting. I get what he's saying there, because I mean, you know, it's that balance. And I'll tell you what, people won't be happy with what he said, because people want presence, and we have presence in Jake Charles, but the tendency is to knock it long. And today, we're playing against, you know, certainly Andy Teague, for example.
Not I disagree with Neil often, but I think the thing that last week was, he's entitled to get beat by the ball by two big centre-backs, but you want the second ball to be picked up by a red shirt, and that's what wasn't happening last week.
Two things that frustrated me about last week's game was, one of them, you know, I'm going to
talk about Hyde now, by the way.
You're right, we need those pacey players coming off a big lad like that, because you can only do so much on your own.
Because I go back to the Mask game away, that worked beautifully.
Well, Mask and Morpeth, where we were breaking with pace. We just had the conversation in the car. In those games, we were counter-attacking. We were getting nice little crosses in, and he was cutting across the defender, or the header at Morpeth, where he guided it. Lovely cross in. We've not done that since.
No.
And we've not given the service. So he's fighting up there on his own. Well, I'm going to bring you back to where I'm going to take a little bit issue with what Neil did last week is, for me, we're 2-0 down. We're needing goals. Well, certainly 1-0 down. Probably
I think Paul said this as well.
Change plan, change system. Because he brought Charles up and brought Kane on. We need goals, keep on together. I'd rather bring a centre-half off and play three at the back. That frustrated me last week, because it's like, let's not just change personnel. But that, you know, at the end of the day, we pay him to make decisions, and I'm not going to... We have an opinion, and we comment on it.
No one pays you for your opinion.
Absolutely, absolutely. All these invoices I keep sending to you, I wondered why they were going nowhere. I'd like to think that if it wasn't working today, we wouldn't just have personnel swaps. Let's have a plan swap or a formation swap. But that happens, you know, at the end of the day. I get what he's saying about that, because you've got three big centre-halves, particularly Teague. We know him from Charlie. Let's try and get round him. Let's try and get through, you know, through him and over him, because you're not going to get over him. Let's get round him, behind him.
And win here for the first time ever. Never won.
Because we had a draw
twice
in the FA trophy when Joe Yoffie scored a couple down
in 2009.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's the only...
Well, we got a draw a couple of years ago.
A couple of that drab nil-nil, weren't it? Yeah.
That's it. Well, Woods, a big thank you for joining us.
No problem.
What are you hoping for today? Don't say 3 points.
I'll take a scruffy off from his backside 1-0. That's what we need to get going again. But I'd prefer 2 or 3-0.
Well, we'll wait and see. Woods, a big thank you for joining us.
Not a problem, thank you.
Well... let's hand over now to Stato Paul.
Stato Paul!
For our FC Live build-up. And big thank you to Woodzo, and we'll catch up again next week against Geisler.
We will.
This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Stato Paul, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, welcome. So many things to discuss, really. Pavzuk, forward line.
I'm very disappointed with Pavzuk leaving, although it's his decision, so we have to live with that. The timing of it isn't great because we're short of defenders, which is a bit of a problem. Interesting, his tactics today. So often, we've gone away from home and put high crosses in the box and watched them being nodded out ad nauseam, and we've just got nowhere. Particularly at Lancaster as well. This has been a graveyard for crosses in the box for the big old men, Teague and Grand or whoever it's been, to bang them out again, and we've made no progress at all. But today, we're going to try and play to our strengths, which is interesting. Whether it works or not is another matter.
I think we've done this before, though. I've got a vague recollection that we've often tried to do that, and it's not come off here, because Lancaster are just solid here.
Well,
and
they're very savvy. They play a high line from memory. They compress the game. They tackle and fight for everything. They press hard, and they don't give you time and space on the ball. So we've got to find a way of getting around that. Now, if we're going to play a pedestrian build-up, that plays into Lancaster's hands. So I would say that the only way we're going to beat Lancaster is high tempo and fizz the ball around and look for spaces.
And that's where we need an improvement on Hyde on Atherton calls, because that was right to left, left to right. But when you've got the likes of Gabaidon and Fitzmartin, like Neil pointed out there, it is exciting. And
I think Gabaidon is the man out in form at the moment. He's the main man. He's exciting at the moment. He's taking players on, he's getting shots in, he's creating. And I'm very excited that Gabaidon's got the form that he's shown before again. And it's also interesting that Jake Charles has gone onto the bench, because the problem with Jake Charles is that he's a traditional style leader of the line, but we don't want that this afternoon.
Do you think, going back to Morpeth away and Mask away, those were the best games where Jake Charles was playing, even when, like last week, Charles was being out-jumped or out-manoeuvred by the centre-backs, there was always a red wave there, just picking up the second ball. We never saw that at Hyde.
Well, that's the other thing. If you're going to play Jake Charles and he's going to flick the ball on or hold it up for somebody, that somebody has to be close by. It's no good being on halfway watching him. And that's where, like we saw Radcliffe, and we've seen Hyde do it, where they've got players up in support quickly. And we've got to learn from this. When we have the ball, we've got to think offensively. We've got to get players forward, because it's the only way we're going to score.
One welcomed addition to the squad today, I think, you mentioned Gabaidon, Griffiths. Griffiths is becoming a real important player, I feel. He's been, even when we've been beaten recently, he's been at the centre of trying to get FC United back into things.
And his leading scorer.
Exactly. This is the best season Griffiths has had since his first season, I think. But alongside Donoghue, that's good. That's a midfield.
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid midfield and it's creative. The other thing is, Max Kane's playing. Now, I think Max Kane is a much improved player this season.
Definitely. I mean, to be fair...
He's added to his game.
Just a reminder, we've said, you know, this Max Kane versus last season's Max Kane, he's a better player. But we have to remember, Max Kane ended last season storming goals.
Yeah, but even now when he's not scoring, he's looking a good player.
Yeah, he's a different type of player now.
Yeah, so he's added more to his repertoire, and he's involved more in build-ups, and he can play out wide. I mean, he's done a good job for us. So there's hope there.
He's going through the middle today, though, with alongside Gabaidon and Jay Fitzmartin. We should mention the substitutes bench as well, because there's only four substitutes. We believe Curtis Jones was going to be one of those substitutes, but we don't think he's passed his fitness test, unfortunately. But he is on his way back, which is a good sign.
He's not far.
However, that leaves four substitutes. And blimey, this is a good forward line. Bilardo, Charles, Morris and Woodcock.
So if we get injuries at the back or in midfield, we might be in a bit of trouble.
Yes, because there's no Charlie Munro, we should say, as well, who could be called upon to go in at centre-back. Instead, it is all on Lafferty, it is all on Oliver. The midfield itself is pretty small, with all due respect. Donoghue, Griffiths, Ennis. So there's not much height, and that goes back to what Neil was saying there. That could work against the defensive line of Lancaster, but when that defensive line goes up for corners in our penalty area, that might be a problem.
Well, I suppose if we're going to lack height at set pieces, it kind of depends more on the keeper to be decisive, doesn't it, and make it his ball, or at least get a fist on it. I think Pat Boyes has got to take the initiative this afternoon where he can, not go out recklessly, but take control of his penalty area. I think he's got to do that.
How important is a positive result today, Paul, given the fact that the league is starting to stretch out a little bit? And I said to you last week, stop that talk sport nonsense. But when you've got the likes of Mask and Baseford, Bradford Park Avenue are about to have a new manager installed at the Horsfall Stadium, you don't want to be looking over your shoulder too much. You want to be up with the runners and riders, don't you, in the top half of the table?
Yeah, we've got a match today against two teams facing the harsh realities in that we've gone a month now without winning a league game.
And Lancaster on us.
Lancaster have gone three games without a goal, never mind a win. So that's a concern for them. They're missing Cowperthwaite today, one of their main men. They've had other injuries. And it's the same as us, we've had injuries. And it's disrupted them a bit. And they've been struggling to put results together in the last few weeks.
But then you can look at Matlock Town or Hyde, who just a few weeks ago were in a similar position to FC United and Lancaster. Matlock beating Radcliffe last Saturday, surely on their way to that playoff line. And Hyde United are already in the playoffs. So it can turn around quickly.
This division is very fluid, we know this. And a win today for FC, we keep saying this and it doesn't happen, but a win today and then the prospect of playing Guiseley at home next week, if we got 6 points from those two games, we would rocket up that table, no doubt whatsoever. And the other thing is, the stat I pointed out in my preview, we're 9 points adrift of where we were last season after 15 games.
Yeah, that was it.
And
that
we were top.
Yeah.
After 15 games. Now, those 9 points wouldn't put us top now, I think, this season, because Radcliffe have run away with it. But it just shows you how football can change in a year.
I mean, to be fair, no two seasons are the same.
No.
And it depends when you hit that winning streak, doesn't it? Well, this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United against Lancaster City here at the Giant Axe. And it's now time to hand over to your expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Stato Paul, but first, me. Kyle Brownhill down the left-hand flank. The ball goes towards Norris. Cleared, though, by Lafferty. Side in challenge on Gabbydom. Possession with Wilkinson. Wilkinson feeds that ball through. And it's going to be a chance on goal there. Saved by the goalkeeper. But Norris with the opportunity there.
Yeah, it was a good stop by Boyes low down.
Brownhill is going to take it from Lancaster's right-hand side this time. On his left foot. In it comes towards the back post. It nearly goes straight in. Boy's got a hand to it. It's not been cleared by FC United. There's a save. Appeals for handball. Referee's not interested. And eventually cleared by Oliver. And it's going to be a free kick to FC United. Ennis to take. Ennis plays that ball in. There's a header won by Griffiths. A good directed header there. But it was straight into the arms of Mendes. Here's Bailey. To Wilkinson. Played down the line here. For Norris, flag stays down. Norris crosses it in towards the back post. Shot comes in. It takes a deflection onto the bar and eventually cleared by FC United. I think that hit McLaughlin.
I think that was a boy's save.
Do you reckon?
I think he got a touch to it.
Charlie Ennis chips the ball in towards the back post. It's tricky for Mendes. It's not cleared yet. It breaks for Donoghue. It opens up for Donoghue. He goes for goal. Cleared off the line there. He drilled that, did Michael Donoghue. And it was a brave man who got his head on that ball, but it was an important clearance from Lancaster. And Lancaster now looking to counter, but there's Charlie Ennis covering back to his goalkeeper. Grand, first time ball towards the edge of FC United's penalty area. Headed clear there by Oliver. And here comes Donoghue now. Donoghue, outside of his boot, finds Gabbydom. Gabbydom takes in his stride. Gabbydom to the edge of the penalty area. Into the penalty area, goes for goal. Saved by the goalkeeper. That was much better from FC United. Everyone camped out on the edge of FC United's penalty area for this free kick. Brownhill takes it. Header won there by Lafferty, but Bailey can cross this ball in. And there was Norris in acres of space. And I'm talking like 4 yards from goal. And he didn't connect with it cleanly. If he had, it would have been a certain goal. Instead, he put it wide. Charles now in midfield, inside the centre circle, looking out to the left-hand side. Finds Griffiths. Griffiths rides one challenge. Through the middle, now dinks it out to the left-hand side to Hall. Hall can cross this ball into the back post. There's Kane, heads it along the six-yard line. Oh, and Charles, it wouldn't sit for him. He turned and shot, and that just allowed enough time for a Lancaster leg to block his effort. FC United defending on the edge of their penalty area at the moment. In it comes towards the back post, headed clear there by Griffiths, I think. Only as far as Carroll. Carroll goes for goal. Oh, it hits the bar. What a fantastic effort from Carroll. Very unlucky there, and eventually cleared by FC United. We're into the third minute of added time of the four, and it's going to be Sam Bailey to take another long throw-in for Lancaster. In it comes, headed one by Lafferty, not cleared yet fully. Oh, towards the edge of... Well, it went into the six-yard box eventually. It was cleared off the line, maybe. I don't know. There were so many bodies in the way. It broke towards the penalty spot, and over the bar it goes, Paul. And, well, it's a goal kick after all that excitement.
That could have been the last throw, I think.
Good. Good, Paul. Very good. Full time here at the Giant Axe, and a rarity here on the FC Radio. A 0-0 draw, Paul. Make sense of it.
Well, they always talk about hard-earned points, and I think this has been very hard-earned.
I think both teams would feel hard done by if it was anything but a 0-0 draw. Both teams have created chances. Both teams have hit the woodwork. Both teams have had chances cleared off the line. It's harder like either team have had moments of dominating play, have they? It's been back and forth. There's just been no flow to this game, really.
No, we've never won here, and it's six visits now. But I suppose a draw is better than another defeat. I suppose a point, I don't think it's going to move us up the table. In fact, it could be the opposite way. But we knew it was going to be a tough game. Lancaster are hard to play on their own pitch. They've only lost once here all season in the league, to be fair to them. But their Achilles heel is scoring goals. That's four games without a goal for them. For us, we're still looking for a league win. The manager might have taken it if he was offered it before the game. They've got something out of the afternoon. I suppose that Max Kane header in the second half was a critical moment.
The closest Lancaster came, well, they've had two really good chances. Carroll hitting the bar and Norris from about 4 yards out put it wide. But we've hit the woodwork as well. And, well, I think both managers will be satisfied with the point, all things considered. Lancaster are a hard-working team, aren't they?
They're not easy to beat, especially here. They do put 100% in. Their players must be exhausted, as must be ours at the end of this, because there's no respite in these games when you go to the Axe.
Neil, big thank you for joining us.
Cheers, Ben.
Hard-working draw, a 0-0. I think really both teams could say they had chances, so yeah. Is 0-0 a fair result?
Well, I think there's loads of positives there. You know, to come on a really difficult pitch against a side that doesn't give a lot away. You know, we battled, we showed different qualities that we haven't shown maybe this season. We've probably come against all the best set piece teams in the league, you know, when you've got the likes of Grand and Teague and so on, but we put our bodies on the line. You know, Pat Boys was very brave in behind, but I thought we defended superbly well, and even when, you know, you thought they might have a chance, you know, they've missed it, but we've also got a chance at the top end. And you know, I'm when you're not winning games of football, you start panicking. We didn't panic today. I thought our substitutions were positive as well. You know, attacking, we tried to go and get the 3 points.
You went for it. You played two up front. You moved Morris to right back. Right back. You wanted the 3 points.
Yeah, I thought the game plan was good. You know, people might have rolled their eyes at Jake Charles being on the bench, but I thought Jay Fitz and Maxi and Dante caused some problems. We tried to stretch him in the first half. We then threw Jake on and probably played into their hands a bit. This is why I didn't really want to start the big man. I thought Teague and Grant started getting the better of him, and we lost our way slightly. And then so we had to change it. You know, Elliot Morris coming on, young Maxi coming on. I thought my game was excellent today, and I thought Dante showed glimpses. But just, listen, we tried to win the game. If people were here, you know, we tried. And when you try and go forward in like a 4-2-4, you're going to leave gaps in behind. But I thought it was marshalled well by Oliver and Lafferty.
It was a proper battle today. Normally in a game, you have spells of possession and dominating, but both teams were just, it was just back and forth, and
it has to be. I mean,
it's tricky to get a foothold in a game like that.
It looks green, you know, but it's not great, so you have to play the conditions, and we knew what Lancaster would do, so we've had to come and match them. You know, people have been crying out that maybe we sometimes go, you know, make that extra pass for the sake of doing it. Today we tried to turn around, and we tried to get Teague and Grand and the little lad facing their own goal, and I thought we did it in patches, but you know, it just wasn't to be. But the pleasing factor is you know, just gone in there now to the lads, whichever way you look at it. People can scoff the Phoenix Trophy or mock it. For me, that's a win in midweek, and it's a draw. It's 2-1 beaten on the back of, you know, maybe games that we weren't winning. So we can now take that into training this week and hopefully get ready for next Saturday.
Another way of looking at it is it's a clean sheet, and there's not been too many of them recently. And You know, we've given Man of the Match to Guy Hall. Lafferty and Oliver have been really sturdy this afternoon. McLaughlin's been in the battle at right back. But generally, how satisfied are you with that defence, especially with those long throw-ins that we've had to endure?
Listen, I'm happy with it. We've got Curtis Jones back next week. You know, maybe for the first time we're going into November, we can play Charlie Oliver in his preferred position at right back with Jones and Lafferty maybe, you know, depending on how he comes through training. We're still looking to bring another body in. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out where we're struggling and not putting the ball in the back of the net. But, you know, we know Charles goes back at the end of the month. We know we've got young Max who's coming in, but we still need a striker, you know, and we're working around the clock to try and get one. And, you know, we thought we had one over the line last week, but it just wasn't to be. But we'll just keep trying and we'll keep working hard. And that group in there, you know, fantastic. I always know when they've done all right because the fans are singing. You know, in the first half, they were right behind the second half and, you know, everyone clapping both ends as well. They know the lads have had a really good go. And that's why I like what David Norris said to me when I was walking off the pitch with him. The centre-forward said that you've got a really good side who like to play the right way. Very young, you know, but we know what you're up against in terms of we try and play the right way. And if we carry on doing that, when you get the likes of Curtis Jones back and Charlie Munro back next week, maybe we're going to be more of an animal to beat, and that's what we're going to work towards.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. We don't get much here anyway, so to get a point, just a closing thought, that's what we take, and we take that to guys the next week.
Do you know what, Ben? I've spoken to loads of fans today, and they all say, we don't get anything here, I know. If we don't get anything here, don't worry about it. Well, our quest was to get something here today, and we've got something. On a different day, we might have got nothing. On a different day, we might have got three. You know, so we'll take one and we'll go away from here and we'll regroup and we'll get ready for next Saturday now.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to Ben. Well, next up for the Reds will be that league match with Guiseley at Broadhurst Park this Saturday. Kick-off will be at 3 p.m. Admission will be pay on the gate, £13 for adults, £9 concessions, £3 under 18s, while under 5s are free with a paying adult. But as always, if you cannot make the game in person, then we'll have full live commentary from 2:30 p.m. via the FC Radio website on Saturday. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.